It was, you know, I like sounds. I mean, we are both into podcasting and we both like audio.
Right.
So there are, I do. There are certain sounds. I don't know that it's sexual, but there are sounds that I like.
Right. And then there's sound like there's sounds that are unpleasant, like the Big Fatty Show. Like
well, exactly,
that's an unpleasant sound. But then there's other shows like you probably like Country West. Like that would be a pleasant right. sound for you.
Yeah, true.
I don't know who else in the podcasting world that you are a
RuPaul's Drag Race recap. I
wait, you find that to be pleasant?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I do. There are certain sounds. I don't know that it's sexual, but there are sounds that I like.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2223 of the BFO for Thursday the 4th of August 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters and...
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. We hear it.
Hello, Skeetas. Big Betty Skeetas. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you Skeetas today, because y'all, I went out the other day out in the yard, front yard here at the villa. And y'all, I was out there just a couple of minutes, and y'all, I got eaten alive by the skeeters, by the mosquito. Big Ready? And Big Ready, do you have the Zika? No, I don't think so. However, the mosquitoes might have the Big Fatty disease. Big Ready, the poor mosquitoes. anyway, y'all, they're just. They'll eat you alive. Yes, Big Betty. And there's that. A couple of e-letters that I got that I thought I'd share with you. The first one is from that Gus Chad. It says, there's a package on the way. And then he says, you don't need to read this on the little show. Big Betty, why are you reading it? It says that you don't need to. It didn't say, please don't read it. Y'all, then there are all these instructions for Big Fatty to follow when the package arrives. And I'm excited to receive this, Gus Chad. And y'all, I said that I wrote back to him and I said, well, you are just too sweet to the fat one. And he says, well, you might want to hold your judgment until you open the box. So, all right, Gus Chad, y'all, you know how much Big Fatty loves a lurker. I love a lurker, especially when a lurker de-lurks. And we've had a de-lurking. Yes, Big Betty. It's from Mitch. It is from Mitch and Big Betty. By the way, the picture, Mitch brought this up because he had requested to follow Big Fatty on the 20. But, you know, if you before Big Fatty's going to approve you, you got to tell me that you're a real person and not one of them chin bots. Mitch also included a picture. He included a picture, and y'all, Mitch, you need to change your Twitty picture to the one you sent me, because the one you sent me is lovely. Anyways, Herbert Werner, I'm an avid listener, Big Fatty, avid listener. Maybe he should take some Advil. No, I think avid listener is just lovely. He says, I'm an avid listener, and also tried to follow you on the Twitty. In a show a couple of months ago, Big Fatty, he's not real prompt on getting in touch, is he? I guess not. In a show a couple of months ago, you mentioned that several of us had requested to be in your following. You even said my Twitty handle. I was so surprised that I choked on my coffee. Big Fatty, started you choking. I didn't. And I didn't hear what you said to be worthy of being a follower. Well, that... And I was so surprised. Oh, no, I was listening at double speed. Big Fatty, not like a lurker that de-lurks to tell you he can't stand to listen to you at regular speed. It's got to be double speed. Well, I don't want double speed, so I may have missed something. In an attempt to keep the peace in the family, I'm writing to you. Big Fatty, I didn't realize there was a feud in the family. Yes, and to prove that I'm real, I'm sending this appropriate rodent repellent. Big Fatty, if it had been appropriate, it would have been naked. also, it may double as a dot board target. Well, you're wrong. No, Big Fatty. He says, so thanks so much for the little show. It's the first thing I listen to daily, which ruins the entire day. I hope to be able to figure it out if I have settings issues or something simple like that. Big Fatty, what is he talking about? I don't know. Sending much love and peace and happiness your way. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. And y'all, he is from the Illinois. Yes, Big Fatty. So, Mitch, thank you so much for de-lurking. Yes, Big Fatty, it was just lovely. And y'all, I've approved him. And he's gonna regret asking to follow Big Fatty, everybody else does. Why shouldn't he? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, I went by the Vons East. And first of all, I looked at the circular Wednesday morning. Y'all, there wasn't anything in there that I particularly... wanted or needed, so I didn't get a whole lot of stuff. Y'all, they did have the big family size Oreo cookeries, the regular, the double stuff, and the golden. And so y'all, I always like to pick up a little treat. I shouldn't say always, but a lot of times I'll pick up a little treat and take it back to the coal mine. So y'all, I got a couple of the family size double stuff and a thing of the golden Oreos and took them into the coal mine. Y'all, they had the little 5-count cans of biscuits and cinnamon rolls, 10 for a dollar, not 10 for a dollar, 10 for $10. And y'all, those are just good to have if you've got a guest staying with you. You can just cook 5 little biscuits, and you can each have you a couple of sausage biscuits and one left over, or a couple of little cinnamon rolls and all. So y'all, I picked up 3 cans of the biscuits and 2 cans of the little cinnamon rolls, and those are just for later. They're not to be consumed now. Y'all, I had the bagged solid on sale, so I got a bag of that. Y'all, I tried the new Marie Callender's chicken parmesan chicken pot pie. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I had it, when did I have it? Did I have it Tuesday night? Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was without a doubt delicious. It had wonderful flavor. The crust was just wonderful. And y'all, it had the red bell peppers in it. You know, the green ones will make me belch all night long. Big Fatty, what else? Everything makes you belch. But y'all, the red peppers in it and the parmesan cheese that was in it, y'all, it was just delicious. So I got another one of those. Y'all, they had these little clear cellophane bags of fresh green beans sitting out. They had bagged them up for you, and they were on sale. So y'all, they just look real good. And y'all, I'm gonna have to go and snap off the ends of them before I cook them and everything. But y'all, you know, I used to do that sitting watching TV with my grandmother anyway. And so I got a bag of those. What is that? Pork. Oh, y'all, they have a new thing in the grab-and-go food. Y'all, it was kind of like that soup that I get at the Vietnamese place. And y'all, it was on sale for $5, so I got that for my lunch. I got a couple of pounds of of salted butter. And Big Fatty, you just ran out of music. Well, that's okay. And Big Fatty, for somebody who didn't buy a whole lot, you ran out of the damn music. Y'all, I got a package of the cheese singles. You know, I put a slice of cheese on my brofkas, egg and whatever meat I have. Anyway, y'all, I evidently I look like I was there next week, cause y'all, the lady gave me the senior citizens discount. So y'all, I will now. For and forevermore, until I take the big dirt nap, get the senior citizens discount, because next Wednesday I turn 60, and yes, Big Betty, you are officially ancient. So y'all, I spent $31.19, but I saved $15.49. Yes, Big Betty!
You're hamming it up with Big Daddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Daddy.
Boy, that was a long-ass message. Hi, it's Toppy Smelly here. I've got an interesting call for you, mostly. But the other two, three episodes back, Big Fatty, you said you didn't sleep worth a damn that night. And you've mentioned this often on your little shoe about how you sleep. Now, I thought the words that were going to come out of your mouth was, I didn't sleep worth a tanker's damn. But you didn't say that. You said, I didn't sleep worth a damn. So now I got a question to ask you, Big Fatty. Please hoist the music out. Yeah.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from old Stinkpot. Toppy, now that you've gotten Miss Bacon a new diamond, what you got?
Yeah, so very nice. Big Fatty, the question is, which is the worst night's sleep? Not sleeping worth a damn, or not sleeping worth a tinker's damn? Which is the worst night's sleep? Now, I'm going to just say worth a damn is probably the answer, because a tinker is something small, like Tinker Bell, and I'm sure she doesn't give a damn as much as probably maybe you do, because you're a Big Fatty. So that's just my guess, but I sure would like to hear your answer. All right, Big Fatty, have a nice weekend. Bye-bye, thanks for calling.
Toppy, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Sent you sticking out your back door. Yes, Big Fatty, it was vulgar. First of all, this is an excellent question. Y'all, for those of you who don't know what a tinker's dam is, in the Practical Dictionary of Mechanics of 1877, Edward Knight made this definition of a tinker's dam as a wall of dough raised around a place which a plumber desires to flood with a coat of solder. The material can be used but once, consequently thrown away as worthless. And you're right, a dam is much worse than a tinker's dam. Baby.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Tom. I'm Tom and Terry in the Chicago's. Just at my favorite restaurant, RJ Grunt's. I got to finish this bite I just took. But I thought I'd give you a call with a little bit of content.
It's the Digger Comedy Minute. Digger has a stand-up act. His jokes are really witty. He used to be a mortician in the Windy City. Come on, Digger, make me laugh. Tell me something funny. Hopefully your comedy career will take off and you'll make lots of money.
I wanted to tell you about a story a while back when I was working. I had a guy call me. He says, hey, I got 2 weeks to live, and I got some questions. So I answered his questions, and I realized after I hung up, I thought, boy, I really did a bad job at the sign up there. When I hung up with him, I says, have a great day. Oh, I guess I could have screwed it up worse. I could have said, have a great 2 weeks. Or I could have said what everybody else is thinking, which is, see you soon. All right, add the rim shot where needed, and thanks so much for the bumper. It's always nice to have a bumper. See you soon.
Yeah, that's the yell. That, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for the comedy minute. And Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the bumper. Love it when you call up there, Digger, and try out some new what do you call it? Material, Big Fatty. Yes, that's it. And Big Fatty, does Digger understand that with you, rim shot means something entirely different? Yeah, Gussie, y'all got a couple little things here on my list. Y'all, I turned on the dental hygienist finder, the Grin Doctor, the other day. And y'all, something popped up on there that said, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about what popped up when you turned on the Grin Doctor. Oh, no, not that. It says, get a peek at the new Grin Doctor. And y'all, I closed it, and y'all, it's yet to pop back up again, so I don't know what the new Grin Doctor is going to look like. Big Fatty, maybe it'll be a cavity finder, or maybe it will be. Big Fatty, I just realized what I said. No, we don't need you to... We don't need you to find any cavities. We don't need you to find any cavity. Find any more cavities. Big Fatty, it was vulgar when you said it, and it's still vulgar. Oh, gosh. Y'all, hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions, and, Adam, could you clearly and concisely tell us about Big Fatty's laughter sequence just now?
I do. There are certain sounds. I don't know that it's sexual, but there are sounds that I like.
Big Fatty, it was kind of like those cavities. Yes,
you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.